commission is a follow-up on everything that's been done before, and it also consists of representatives from the different Sami groups. All the different Sami groups are represented in the commission that filed the report. They delivered the report 1st of June 2023, and it's been in a public hearing, and so the follow-up is still ongoing, I would say. I can also add that when it comes to the Romani and the Tatar people and the white paper or the state report that was given in 2015, many of the suggestions from the committee have been followed up, and I can't go into detail now. I can come back to this if you need more information tomorrow, but it's also, I'd like to point out that there was also concerning this group of people established a special remuneration scheme, and that was also in the beginning of the 2000s, 2004 or 2005, and by 2015 this state report says that 1,231 Romanis had gotten compensation by 2015, and then now some more have gotten, and so and there was also a very like a lower requirement to prove that they had been bullied or been subjected to maltreatment in some other ways. Yes, so I can come back with more information on details if you need, but it's important that this is an ongoing process, and it's been going on for a long time, so this is not the first step on the way for the Norwegian authorities in order to merge and make up for what's done in the past.
Thank you, Åshild, for that comprehensive account. I think we now turn to the question posed by Mr. Ravenna regarding whether civilian or military courts are competent in questions surrounding the subject matter, enforced disappearances.